Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Kevin Good joining us again as we talk about cow-calf profitability in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts gave the beef market outlook at the cattle market seminar of Cattle Facts during the Cattle Industry Convention in Reno recently, and he talked about at the end of his presentation profitability getting a little slimmer here in 2008 for the cow-calf man.
Cow-calf man's been very profitable over the last 6 or 7 years, and I'll quantify that. He's been profitable if he's had grass, if he hasn't been in the middle of the drought and not feeding this high-priced feed. But we think the profitability is going to get pretty narrow this year for two reasons. As you think about it, a projected lower calf market, and number two, higher input costs for both feed and fuel. That combination probably makes the cow-calf side of things, even though it's profitable, a lot more marginal than it was 2 or 3 years ago, and a lot more iffy if you think about the different things that are involved from a land value standpoint and some of those key factors we talked about just 10 minutes ago. That in itself would suggest that expansion is probably going to be pretty hard to come by as we look at it over the next couple years. The slide that I'd like to leave you with here today basically is looking at the long-term trend of cattle prices. And you can see the implications of high-priced grains in the 70s and the 80s and the mid-90s, where those price spreads narrowed up. And so if you're a cow-calf producer, I think you need to be to really recognize this is your biggest risk in the market today. If corn prices don't stop at 560 or 570 and come back down as we go in the middle of the year, what happens if they continue to escalate? You can see in some of these past cycles where they've had an inverted market. We are not going to suggest we're going to have that today, but we need to recognize that those spreads will narrow. If you think about our industry, we've added $150 to $200 extra in input cost over the last couple years because of food, because of higher feed cost, and because of fuel. And somebody's got to pay the price for that. We've passed some of that cost on to the consumer. Not a lot, but a little bit. This past year, we passed some of it back to the cow-calf producer. As we think about our production system, something's going to have to change there. We're going to have to pass that cost on one way or the other. So I think Brett's point is extremely important as he talked about that additional $90 in value that's sitting out there as far as exports. If we can grab that, that means a lot to our industry. Even with high feed costs, it means the calf market doesn't have to get quite as cheap as we might think.
The real key, according to Cattle Facts, is to be a low-cost producer. That gives you an opportunity to make a profit, even as some of these other factors make it mighty, mighty tough to do so in 2008. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Bridges Auction and Farm Company will be having its 44th Farm and Ranch Equipment Auction Saturday, February 23rd, near Elgin. Tractors, trucks, tillage and haying equipment will be sold, as well as livestock equipment, trailers, ATVs, lawn equipment, and tools. Don't miss this huge sale. Bridges Auction and Farm Company's 44th Farm and Ranch Sale Saturday, February 23rd. Call 580-492-5260, 580-492-5260, or go to bridgesauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.